For years, I wanted to know how much my Beanie Babies are worth, especially now that my girls keep playing with them. And I'm like, stop bending the tags. It's time to find out.
Masterpiece, this is Dr. Lori.
Hey, Dr. Lori. It's Anna and Raven. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Awesome.
What's up,
thanks.
Girl? We hear you got the Beanie Baby PhD.
I do. Yeah. I have the Beanie Baby PhD.
Oh, I have been waiting many decades to talk to you. Raven gives me a hard time. He says all the time, the Beanie Babies I have mean absolutely nothing. And I've been telling him that they're worth a lot of money.
Well, hold on there, Dr. Lori. What I told her was she never told me she had multiple Beanie Babies. I didn't understand that there was a box full of them actually locked up somewhere. All she keeps bragging about is their Princess Di Beanie Baby in a plastic enclosure, which I told her is worth, like, I don't know, $20, definitely not $40,000.
Well, you know what cracks me up about all you people? All you people think you're appraisers. All of you.
All of you.
You know?
True.
You're like, oh, I know. Oh, this and that. You don't. Mm-hmm. You know what? It's very complex. You wouldn't think it is, but it is. It's not just about tags when you're trying to get the value of Beanie Babies.
Thank you so much, Dr. Lori. This is something I've been saying to him for many years.
I'm serious. There's a lot to it. There's condition.
Yep.
There's where was it made. There's the different generations of the tags. There's all kinds of things that I look at when I analyze a Beanie Baby, the same way as when I analyze a Picasso painting.
See?
You know?
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't think Anna has any Picassos here in her Beanie Baby collection, but she would like to have enough to maybe pay the cell phone this month. So maybe we can do that.
You can do that, you know? So you've got to look for certain things. You know, I do it with our video call appraisals. They show me the tubs of Beanie Babies, and I go, okay, let's get rid of the ones that aren't worth really much. Because there are some like that. Mm. You know, everybody has a little bit of junk, even the Beanie Baby people. And then we start to zero in on what's valuable and why is it valuable. Do you know when you should sell your Princess Diana Beanie Baby? Well, around the time of her death, which is the end of August every year.
Huh.
Oh,
look at that.
I didn't know there's a better time to sell it.
So
well, there
today.
Is.
Today. So you mean sell
immediately
it today.
Now.
Right.
Well,
right
you can start
now.
Marketing any object about 2 weeks before it hits its spike. When we're all thinking, oh, remember wonderful Princess Diana? Well, guess what? That's the time when you see all of the knowledgeable sellers, resellers, starting to market their Beanie Babies.
Dr.
I'm hearing
Lori,
what
time
you're
out.
Saying. Right. We wait until people are crying.
Right.
If people are crying, that's the time to move the product.
All right.
I love
well,
it. She's a killer.
Listen, we have to get to the point.
I mean, this is why I'm the best in the country at this.
All right. Dr. Lori, here's the question I need to know before we move on.
Okay.
When I sell my Princess Diana Beanie Baby tonight, how much should I put it on for?
Okay, I'd have to look at the condition, so you'd have to show me on a video call, what does it look like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm assuming it was in a protective case, because those are important. I know he's making fun of you, but it's true. You got to keep it in the plastic case. I have to make sure that the pellets haven't deteriorated. I have to know what type of pellets you have. I have to look at the generation of the tag. I have to make sure that there's only a poem on the hang tag or the heart tag. The tag on the bottom, which is the tush tag, should only have the date 1997 on it. Was it made in Korea, Indonesia, in the United States? Was it made in China? All that matters.
Okay.
So there's all different characteristics.
I don't know the answer to any of those questions because I actually can't find my Princess Diana Beanie Baby.
I mean, isn't it being guarded by security right now in its plastic case? I mean, today's the day. You got to bring it out.
It's in like my mom's attic. But what I did do is I did find two of the other ones that are in the big bin. And we're going to see how much those are worth and how much yours are worth coming up next with Anna and Raven. Today's actually the best day of the year to sell my Princess Diana Beanie Baby, but ironically, I can't find it because I put it somewhere so safe that I'll never see it again.
Yeah, good call on that one. You missed out. Today could be the big money and you don't even know.
Right, because it's the anniversary of her death. It's Anna and Raven. Joining us, it's Dr. Lori. She is actually a Beanie Baby professional appraiser. What I did do is bring in Curly. Now, Curly is one of my Beanie Babies that I've had locked up for years.
Mm, he could be a cash cow.
Yeah, Dr. Lori, how do I know how much this is worth?
Right, where do we look for the note that says, I'm worth a ton of money?
Inside of the heart tag.
That one says,
Does it say 1996?
It says 1996, yes.
Then give me the tag, the tush tag. I need the type of pellets.
It says polyester fiber and PE pellets.
Okay. And then I need the picture of the bear, which you're sending to me, right?
Yes. Hold on, let me just do
That's
this.
That's all I need.
I am not a robot. Send.
Okay. Anna and Raven. Got it. Okay, hang on. Let me put on some glasses. Take a look at this thing. Okay.
I'm so excited now. I have, like, anticipation, actually. I want to know.
See,
Raven?
See, Raven? She put her finger right over where it says the pellets, but that's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's what I have to deal with. All right. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, here's what I looked at. When I saw this piece, the first thing I saw was, condition is fair. Oh, no, Dr. Lori, condition is fair. Yeah. Because if you'll notice, like, I mean, as you get older, I don't know, how old is this bear? 96? This bear is 25, whatever it is. Basically, you know how the middle of your stomach kind of gets bigger and it starts to have these funny wrinkles? That's what that bear has.
Oh, boy.
That's a deterioration of the PE pellets. Now, they don't stuff them full anyway right out of the factory, but that deterioration is an impact on value. Also, your tag is creased.
Yeah.
So the real collectors don't want a creased tag. And all this stuff about errors, it has two I's in original, or the R in surface isn't there. I see so many Beanie Babies. Those particular errors are not actually rare. They're actually common.
Huh.
Typically, in this particular generation as a PVC pellet bear, your bear hair is worth about $20.
$20.
$20.
You should have ironed the tag before you got here.
I mean, they can tell.
This was our chance to make huge money.
All right.
We could have been millionaires.
Now, the Princess Diana Beanie Baby Bear in similar condition would be well worth more than that at the time of the anniversary of her death. So it all depends on many factors. It's not just one thing.
All right.
It is a little bit disappointing. You thought you were going to be able to quit today.
If anybody has giant bins like I do, my family does, you can go to drlorieV.com and has all the information there on how you can submit pictures of your Beanie Babies to figure out their market value. Can you just tell us three Beanie Babies that every collector should be looking in their bins for?
The Princess Diana, the Peace Bear, and also Valentino.
Oh, my God, I have Valentino, too. You're going to be hearing from me again later this week. Thank you so much. Again, if you want to visit Dr. Lori online, head to drlorieV.com. Thank you for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys. Take it easy.